Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska!
Oh, yes! I hate this! It is revolting!
More?
Please.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, July 21, 2022, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi, I'm Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 550 of the Biden-Harris administration, 106 days until the 22 midterms. Find me on Instagram at TheBobSeska, Twitter, BobSeska_go. Our Patreon is BobSeskaShow.com. And sitting right over there is the Goth Ninja. This is Jody Hamilton from the From the Bunker podcast, patreon.com/from the bunker. Subscribe now. Do it now. Go now. patreon.com/from the bunker. Also, David Ferguson, we call him T-Rex. His music project is Astral Summer, astralsummer.bandcamp.com. Got a preview of a potentially brand new single from Astral Summer this week. I can't fucking wait. And of course, Mr. Astral Summer himself is having an ocular migraine. That's you're stepping on my toes. That's my beat, David.
I'm sorry. I'll give it up as quickly as possible.
You're ripping me right off. Back. I created that. I feel like I'm like Howard Stern of ocular migraines.
I'm just a poser.
You feeling okay?
It's
no pain, no discomfort.
It's just like a weird zigzag floor pattern.
Weird.
Yeah.
In one eye that comes and goes. I think it's got something to do with caffeine,
yep.
And it may be tied to my new antidepressant, but there's no pain and no nausea, and so it's just a little trippy. I'm trying to pretend I spent good money for this.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're on shrooms or something like that. Are you seeing...
But not having the fun.
Yeah.
It does actually kind of remind me of acid visuals.
Okay.
It does. It does.
Are you seeing goblins? Are there goblins, shadow people, maybe?
Nah.
Are you smoking a joint with Jim Morrison? That's all I want to know.
Ride the snake.
I never saw a single goblin or like scary face in the mirror or anything when I was tripping on acid. And I think it was just because they were all fucking scared of me. Like,
have you noticed?
Like, oh, that asshole's in our world tonight. Let's go hide.
Yeah. And guess what? They're starting to legalize psychedelic mushrooms. Yeah. Because there are evidently medical uses for them.
There are.
And they terrify me. I've never tried mushrooms. And
I did them once and they were kind of like, I don't want to say expired, but they were not that strong. We'll go with that. And I was a little terrified, but it was funny because I'd taken them, and then my sister's my sister had passed away, so
yeah.
her fiance came over and we were hanging out, and I looked up at him and he had his cowboy hat over his head, sleeping on my couch, and it just started to melt a little, and I went, "Oh, now I'm high."
Oh, that would terrify me. That would make me so uncomfortable. I would be sitting there looking at something like that and going, I can't wait until this is over.
No, but as long as you know you're high.
Yeah, part of the high is that you're like, oh, I'm getting my money's worth, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Like if you slip something and you don't know you've taken it, then I can understand being freaked out. But if you know that you've taken a drug and then it kicks in,
you go to a very observational part of your brain.
Yeah.
You're like, wow.
Wow, there it is. Okay.
I'm way too controlling. My personality is way too controlling. I have to.
This is exactly what I said right up until I took a hit of acid. It's not anything like you think. Trust me. It's not like the crazy, like, you know, videos you got shown in school where the babysitter puts the kid in the oven thinking it's a turkey.
Yeah.
Never jumped off a roof thinking I could fly.
Okay.
I never said I was a golden god.
Well, I might have done that.
You might have done that. Well, of course you did. But no, I mean, I remember the first time I did acid, it was very funny because I was living in Denver. Mm-hmm. It's the first and only time I did it. And when did I do it? Right before a Motley Crue concert.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well, it seems
the
me.
What was
as
I
if
thinking?
That may be one
that
of the best.
That wasn't fun. It sounds like it would be really fun.
It was fun. It wasn't too. I wasn't too high because it was kind of about we had eaten and it was mellow and I hadn't had anything to drink, so it was relatively mellow. But I remember seeing a bunch of friends of mine across the arena going, "Hi!" and then looking down, going, "Wow, that's pretty." You know, it was just like.
I think if I were to do it, it would be maybe 20 years ago during a Yes concert, perhaps.
There you
maybe
go.
Not Yes now because they're just performing at, like, cruise ships is where Yes is performing.
I think
prime.
It's probably going to happen on some weekend when I come up and stay in D.C. and we're just going to be like,
no, you just
now
you do
it's
with
time,
friends.
Bob.
You do it with friends.
You do it with
you
friends.
Do it
you do
it in a safe environment.
Place. Yep.
Yeah, you can't do it someplace that you're unsure of. Or you really need to, like, because a friend of mine who actually was a character in Weed who sold her all the drugs. That person was based on a friend of mine that used to make pot cookies, and then we would call them the pot mushroom cookies.
Wait, hot cookies? What
cookies?
Pot cookies. Okay,
pot
got
cookies,
it. I'm going,
and then he would also do them, make them with mushrooms.
Oh, wow, okay.
Bob's already gone to the pure snacking.
I know, look at him. No, they were hot, too. No, but it was, so we had the cookies, and then basically he would be like, don't eat a full mushroom pot cookie, because then you go into what we would call a cookie K-hole.
Oh, my God, I sound so square today. I'm
and
such a square.
Literally, a quarter of one of those cookies was like the perfect high. It was it was mellow with a little bit of, more than mellow.
Yeah.
But if you ate a half of one, that's when you started to trip. A whole one, forget about it. You're in a K-hole for as long as it takes to come down.
I mean, I've had my share of debauchery, and I've experimented with certain things, and I feel like Wally Cleaver right now. It's like when
my friend used to sell them at parties.
Yeah.
And one time I had a party right before July 4th, and a friend of mine was over with his son, who's, by the way, diabetic. And he said, so those cookies they're just brownies and stuff. And I said, yeah, John, but I don't think your son should eat them anyway because he's diabetic.
Oh, I see.
It's not about shit that's in them. It's about their sugar.
Right.
Well, I was just going to say that mushrooms are unpredictable. You never like how much. I mean, because once I took them, nothing happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once I took them, I got incredibly nauseated. Went outside, like barked at the ground without actually tossing anything up.
Oh my God.
Went inside and just beat the shit out of this guy that had been making fun of my band while I was on stage.
Jesus, wow.
Which no one ever expected that from skinny little David Ferguson at 25 or whatever, because I was like still under the impression that I was like the puniest guy in the room and should never fight because I'm a gay.
Right.
But something about the mushrooms sent me into a serious emotional, and the guy had been like standing like 10 feet away from my mic, making fun of me the whole time I was singing.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
Well, okay.
Yeah, and I went downstairs, and I had taken the mushrooms before I sang, and then I went downstairs, I like dry heaved twice, I went back upstairs, I grabbed him by the head and grabbed him by the hair and smashed his head into the wall, and then started punching him.
Well, this podcast
this
has been brought to you by the Mushroom Growers of America. Yes, that sounds really super fun to be on mushrooms, David. And I'm not saying,
come on, Bob. It's fun.
Yeah, okay.
Fun.
It's sarcastic fun, is what it is.
It was kind of fun because that guy was one of those like untouchable hipster dudes. You know, like he was an asshole to everybody, and everybody was like, nobody dared to touch him because he was such a dick. He would say something horrible and mean and blah, 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 blah. And I just was like, no, your time has ended. Your time is up, white princess. And I just clobbered him, and they pulled me off of him. And the next day, people were like, David Ferguson beat a guy up at a party last night. And so everybody was like, he must have deserved it.
Oh, God damn it. Well, in other news, we're going to start this because President Biden, Joe Biden, President Biden has tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
And this is first?
His first time as far as we know, yeah.
Yeah, and by playing this music, I am kind of downplaying the seriousness of it, but it's always serious when the president gets COVID, especially when the president is 78 years old. And he's apparently got mild symptoms, a runny nose, an annoying little cough, and he feels run down, a little bit tired. Just posted a photo.
That's a normal day for me.
That's right. Every goddamn day for some of us. But he's doing okay. He's taking Paxlovid. He's obviously been boosted up to date as far as his COVID vaccinations. So it sounds like he's going to be just fine. So that's good news. Of course, all the trolls are now swarming Twitter, swarming social media, saying, we told you the vaccines don't work. Masking don't work.
That's not it.
Work.
No. Yeah. They no. fucking bullshit motherfuckers. Yeah. I fucking hate those fucking fuckity fucks.
Yes.
I'm just at this point, if, you know, variants keep coming and now with Omarion MA5 or whatever it's called.
BA5.
You can get it, like, you know, as soon as you get over it, you can get it again. Mm. And I figure just this is going to kill just enough Trump voters between now and November to hand us the Senate.
See, now you're really stepping on my territory, because I was trying to figure out, like, will the COVID deaths on the Republican side balance out all the voter suppression? And so that's my ongoing calculus. Yeah,
it really could. And I'm, you know, I'm all for it at this point. They brought it on themselves.
You know, it's terrible that they listened to the asshole for so long.
Yeah, of course.
We didn't get vaccinated at the degree we should have, because had we done that when they were available, BA5 probably wouldn't exist. And don't get me started on if he had never been president. But besides that, had he done the right thing, and just like Francis and Angela said last week on Stephanie's show, had he just stepped away and said, let the CDC deal with it?
Yeah, Donald
That's
Trump.
That's all he had to do.
Donald Trump is the reason we're in the middle
the
of all of this
wasn't
still 2 years later.
Yeah. At that point. That's the thing. The camera is his fucking butt plug. He just is like, got to have.
There's it. The title of the show. The camera is his butt plug.
Quite possibly, yes. I'm thinking that is. The camera is his butt plug.
It's just not comfortable. You know, he's got something's missing. And the cameras are on him. And he's like, It's like a pacifier for his tailpipe.
Yeah. Well, meantime,
like he was doing those daily press conferences where he just served up chopped word salad, told people to inject bleach, lied, obfuscated, minimized. I mean, I still he needs to be held accountable for the people who have died.
Yes.
Fox News needs to be held accountable for the people who have died. They spread critically false information during a medical emergency.
Yeah. And as I've been saying for a while now, though, David, is we exist in a society, unfortunately, that can't multitask like that. And it's been weaponized by Donald Trump and the Republican Party. They understand that we can't focus on so many things at the same time. We can't focus on accountability, justice when it comes to the insurrection. We can't include that plus all of the other things that preceded it all at once.
All tied together.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of that. They're exploiting that inability to multitask when it comes to justice in this country and the rule of law. And that's one of the many dangers of this red hat movement. And that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump has not been accountable. I mean, other than losing the election, which I think COVID had a lot to do with that. Right. But beyond that, presiding over the deaths of 400,000 Americans, knowing that his policy was, do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
That was the Donald Trump policy regarding COVID. I mean, there was a couple of weeks when they did a lockdown, but everything beyond that, when it was...
Well, they only locked down until they figured that black people and people in blue states were dying. And once that happened, they said, fuck it.
Right. And it's created this infectious anti-vaxxerism in this country that is, I think, even more concerning when we start to
see...
And
it's being
other...
fed by the Russians.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. Plus, when you look at the possibility of another outbreak with another virus, I am deeply concerned that the American people just aren't prepared for that. Yeah, well, it is here.
Monkeypox,
yeah. Monkeypox is a problem. BA5.
Right now is being spread in close contact by people like athletes and gay men who are using showers and sex clubs. But, I mean, it ain't.
You don't even have to be having sex, by the way. It's just sweat to sweat will do it.
Yeah,
it's relatively easy to get.
I'm super nervous about going to the gym. I mean,
all of us are old enough to have had a smallpox vaccine.
Okay, all right.
And that will protect us.
Not
100%.
Really?
Yes, it's a similar virus, like chickenpox. I mean, it's very similar.
Yeah.
It's a pox on society. But yes, no, if you've had a smallpox vaccine, I think you're 80% inoculated, but they stopped giving smallpox vaccines, I think, in the 80s. So it's the kids that are in their 30s and 40s that are getting it because they never got a smallpox vaccine because we fucking eradicated it by the 1980s.
Right, right. Well, meantime, the New York State Health Department has confirmed a case of polio in Rockland County.
Polio's back. Yeah. Fantastic.
Rockland County, my dad's hometown. Yeah, yeah. Those who are vaccinated for polio are considered to be at low risk. The number of unvaxxed against the disease has crept up in recent years, including in New York City. Health Department strongly recommends you get vaxxed ASAP for fucking polio.
No, anti-vaxxers have been talking about this shit because of that dumb autism thing in what, the...
Oh, yeah.
Early 2000s.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and I'm forgetting
her name.
Jenny McCarthy. Exactly.
Mm. It was based on this English doctor who literally studied 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
12 people. That's not a sample.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of anybody. Fabricated his results.
Exactly. It's on top of only 12 people, and the results were bullshit. Mm-hmm. And so then all of a sudden, oh, my kid has autism. It must be because of that. By the way, autism, you can live with that. You can't live with polio very well. You can't live with measles. It could kill you. You can't live with smallpox. I mean, there's so many diseases that polio can kill you or put you in an iron lung.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
But then I get concerned that because we are so fucking self-destructive in this country, we are so self-defeating as people. We're the townspeople from The Simpsons is what we are.
We are.
Easily led, easily deceived, easily suckered. And easily duped into, you know, annihilating ourselves. And so in that regard, the idea that polio may reemerge at a time when we're at our weakest as far as our vaccination rate is concerning to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying go out and panic yet, but I'm saying that we got to keep a closer eye on this because we can rely on the fact that our fellow Americans will probably not do the right thing. I mean, everyone listening to the sounds of our voices right now, by and large, are doing the right thing. But there's this large population of people who aren't, and they're making everyone vulnerable because of their lack of responsibility.
Yep.
So there we are. That's why I'm mentioning polio in Rockland County, New York, which I have been to many, many times. There's a place called Rockland Bakery up there that is absolutely the greatest bread that you have ever had. The marble rye. I'm starting to sound like Larry King. Try the marble rye at Rockland Bakery in Rockland County, New York. It's like something that he would totally write about.
That was fantastic, Bob.
Wow.
I'm here all week.
I could smell the gin and tonic. It was crazy.
Well, he would always servers.
Yeah, he would always talk about things like the crab cakes at Duke Zebert's restaurant in Washington, D.C. You got to try the crab cakes. Go down to Duke Zebert's and pick up the crab cakes. They're delicious. I'm taking Duke Zebert to one of his favorite places, one of mine too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington. All right, so that's it for that. Okay, important shit coming up tonight. Obviously, people of the future, you will have seen this already.
I think 8 p.m. Eastern.
8 o'clock Eastern, yeah, sounds good. I'm not sure if Benny Thompson is going to be there. He also has COVID. He's not going to be there.
Liz
Cheney is going to run the proceedings, I imagine.
She should. She's the vice chair. I would imagine she will.
Well, here's the fun thing about tonight. This is not my sarcastic fun. This is not
fun.
That's not like that. This is purely fun. They're going to be showing the blooper reel, the outtakes from Donald Trump's January 6th video. We all remember that video that afternoon. Well, there were, you know, red hats trying to occupy Congress, overthrow Congress. And during that, Donald Trump produced a video in which he kept saying, "We love you, we love you. We love you, insurrectionists. We love you.
You're very special."
Exactly.
Which is exactly what he was doing. And tonight we get to see all of the excerpts, all the stuff that he wanted to say, all of the back and forth between him and his advisors trying to figure out how the fuck are they going to corral this maniac into saying, please go home.
Imagine it's
going to
be like, Liberty Bujabil.
Liberty Bibberty. Fine.
That's right.
I mean, I just, the
Can
shit
I just
that
come
made
out
it
of
out.
The water?
like as how bad his tapes were, just his speeches in general and video. Mm-hmm. Like how incoherent and like, I mean, is he going to be like duck walking like Chuck Berry or like shitting himself and throwing it at the camera? I mean, like how bad can it be?
I mean, obviously from a legal perspective, I hope to see his true colors in this thing. Not
I think
the,
we will.
Because the video that came out, there is a little bit of wiggle room in there because he did tell those people to go home. It was 2 hours into the insurrection, but he did tell people to go home.
And they did finally.
Yeah, and they did. But that doesn't preclude the fact that he may have been muscled into doing that. He may have been coerced into doing that.
It did look like a hostage video to me.
Yes, a little bit. So, I mean, I'm not anticipating like a Casey Kasem series of bloopers where he's fucking up the language or something like that and then cursing in between takes.
You're listening to American like Top this. 40 on WKRM 1340, where we're getting involved with you. Shit.
What's your account again? Just saying WKRM 1340.
Oh, fuck. The countdown will begin this Saturday morning at 9 and again Sunday morning at 9 right here on Maine's most listened to radio station, I'm not going to say all that shit. How do I know they're the most listened to station?
Just listening to Shaggy talk like that.
I know.
Okay, drop it out and just say right here on...
No, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't... Okay. The countdown will begin this Saturday morning at 9 and again Sunday morning at 9 right here on Radio W... Oh, shit. Right here on what? On...
Right here on WYG.
All right.
The frustrated...
WX?
All right. The frustrated producer.
The people. You're listening... What the fuck is this? Here we go. The countdown will begin this Saturday night at 7 and again Sunday evening at... Jesus. The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 12 right here on Center County's most popular radio station, WRSC, Radio 1390. Fuck it. This is Casey Kasem inviting you to join me for American Top 40 immediately following the Trailblazer game on 1390 KSLM Salem. Hey, what the fuck am I doing? Promos inside the fucking game?
All right. Great Casey Kasem. I'm not comparing Casey Kasem to Donald Trump. I'm
Please
just
don't.
Saying, yes, I'm just
Please
looking
don't.
For an excuse to play that tape because that's
But Bill O'Reilly, you've got him, you know, fucking do it live.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That's more Trump-like. That's way more Trump-like.
You know, I should have you producing this show.
I barely produce mine.
Yeah, because now I've got to find that tape and play it. Is this
oh, you'll
the.
Find
do it live!
There it is.
Oh, that, no. Okay, here we go. I think this is the freak out right here.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know what. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but now I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay.
There are words on it. Yes, there are.
There's no words there to
there
play
are.
Us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
I mean, how do you get to...
The
like,
word is to play us out, or
yeah.
the words.
How do you get to 20 years into your career at that point, and Bill O'Reilly doesn't understand the phrase, to play us out?
Exactly.
As far as music playing as the show ends, as the show goes out. That's how it works, Bill, you fucking asshole.
I think O'Reilly is one of those people, though, that when they get super angry, like certain things just elude them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they don't have their words. They don't have comprehension. And he's just looking at those words like he's and he can't make them make sense.
Right, right. Well, we have to play the rest of it. So here we go.
Oh, yeah.
It's a video. Sting video.
What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means to play us out. What does that mean?
Oh my God!
To end the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go.
And 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Again, 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a. I can't do it.
Why?
We'll do it live.
Okay. Well, no.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
All right.
This fucking thing sucks.
And then when he finally does it, it's so cheerful.
Three.
It's so cheerful.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
He sounds so lovely.
And he's dragging Sting into the whole thing, too. Poor Sting. Okay. Well, the public could get its first glimpse of outtakes from that recording on Thursday night when the committee plans to offer a bold conclusion in its eighth hearing. Not only did Trump do nothing despite repeated entreaties by senior aides to help end the violence, but he sat back and enjoyed watching it. He reluctantly condemned it in a three-minute speech on the evening of Jan 7, only after the efforts to overturn the 2020 election had failed and after aides had told him that members of his own cabinet were discussing invoking the 25th Amendment to remove him from fucking office.
I wish we could just fast forward to 9 o'clock tonight and see them right now in front of us.
I know.
This is going to be horrifying but entertaining. Kind of like watching like a Burmese python in a Florida swamp die while it tries to swallow an alligator, you know? Like, you're like, I shouldn't be watching this. Oh, my God.
I can't turn it away.
Yeah. Liz Cheney, finish him.
Yes, right, yes. Right.
Finish him.
Yeah, so why don't we have it now? Don't they know who we are? Don't they know about this show? Don't they understand?
Don't they know who we think we are?
Right. Have you ever called anyone Jody and said, "Don't you know who I am?"
Oh no, I have a whole thing because I there's these awards that I've won.
Yeah,
I've been nominated for an Emmy and I won a Telly Award and I also won an Aurora Award. Let me tell you about my Aurora Award.
Please do.
It's very fun because Emmy Telly you about my Aurora Award because it's just like stupid. Like seriously. I don't care. If you come to my house, you'll see them. Yay.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's a tease. I'll have to, yeah.
Have to come over. The Emmy nomination was nice.
Yes, I would imagine it was nice getting nominated
for
an Emmy.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever.
I got nominated.
Telethon.
I got nominated for a podcast award in 2015, and I lost. So how about that?
Hey, yeah, I've never been nominated for a podcast award in 14 years, so fuck you, Bob.
All right. We're so bitter today.
Totally bitter.
Yeah.
I thought I had the world's largest dust bunny under my bed.
Yay!
I called the Guinness Book of World Records, and they said I was a few meters short of diameter.
Yeah. God, I found a dust bunny under my couch that was the size of a peach, and then I pulled it out, and I realized, oh, my God, it is a peach. Isn't that gross?
No.
That's a joke. That's a.
You're in those commercials like I am, where they're like, "Who's printing out their airline tickets? What are they, Geico commercials?"
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
Where it's a freezer, it's not a time capsule. I'm the person at the airport that goes, "No, I have a paper ticket because you know what? Your phone can freeze on you." I'm that guy.
Oh right. Mm. Yeah, smart, very very smart. Okay.
Oh no, Lonnie gave me shit by the way. Just to segue, mm-hmm. Lonnie gave me shit because I always print out directions whenever we leave town.
Yeah.
So we were in South Dakota. We landed at like 10 o'clock at night. South Dakota goes to sleep at 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
And then mm-hmm. there is no GPS on your phone and it's dark and we're going up to, you know, in the bowels of the Mount Rushmore area.
Oh.
And so we're driving, you know, through the mountains. It's fucking dark. And I printed directions. Had we not, we wouldn't have made it.
There you go. See, it's always good to be prepared. And that's why you continue to mask up.
Did Lonnie make fun of you for printing them? Mm-hmm.
Oh, he makes fun of me all the time when I print directions. I'm like, dude.
Big question is, what do we know about the Department of Justice regarding investigations into Donald Trump? We got a ton of new evidence this week coming in from Merrick Garland, who's been talking into microphones for the last 24, 48 hours.
Yeah.
So we've got some quotes along those lines. Obviously, there was that memo that popped up earlier in the week that we've kind of discussed here and there,
I had no problem with it.
I didn't either.
It wasn't saying I will stop your investigation. It was
right.
Just saying the department needs to know that, like the head's department, that the head needs to know what the tail is doing.
Exactly.
The left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing.
Yeah,
shouldn't it
exactly.
always?
Well,
but
also
I have one thing I want to say.
Sure.
I get. I watched. What's his face? Why can't I think of Merrick Garland's talking yesterday about how he wants to, you know, if you're going to build a case against a formerly sitting president,
yeah, you
got to build a very solid case and move methodically. And I'm just like, dude. I get that, and I understand that, and I support you in that. But these fuckers are fast and sleazy, and the longer we plod, the more they get to delete texts and bury evidence and flush things down the White House plumbing. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like there is more than enough on the table in the public record right now to at least detain him. You know,
you know what? If they do it, you know, I was talking to somebody on my 10-mile walk this morning who had COVID a long time ago. Very nice man with two lovely dogs. Anyway, I told him about the president having the COVID, and he's like, I hope he's going to be okay. And then he goes, what's going on? I said, look, if you're going for the king, you really can't miss.
Yeah.
And this is still going faster than Watergate, which was nothing.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, absolutely right on that. And also, we have to bear in mind, too, that what Merrick Garland is doing, unenviably, is blazing a new trail, because this has never been done before. So what he's doing is establishing precedents that, as we have seen, based on that memo alone, because that was just the repeating of precedent that was established by previous attorneys general.
Exactly.
What he's doing with this now is setting this on a course where there is, like, ultimate propriety. In terms of, it's completely legit. It has to be, not just in terms of the politics of it, not just in terms of the political or public perception of it, but also in terms of the inevitability of a Republican AG investigating a former Democratic president, maybe a Democratic president who is adored, that we all love, that we would go to the mat for to defend. And you
like Donald Trump is for the Trumpers.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You want some future AG to use the path that was established by Merrick Garland in a best case. Obviously, there's a chance that they would just ignore it and create their own path.
And be Bill Barr.
Exactly. Or they will follow the path established by Merrick Garland. If that's the case, then we can at least know that they're being on the level with the investigation of whoever the Democratic president happens to be. Right. And obviously, they're desperate to investigate Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, related to Burisma and Ukraine and all of that. They've got that taste in their mouth. So when it comes to what Merrick Garland is doing here, it's frustrating because it requires patience. And we all want justice. We all want Donald Trump thrown in prison for the rest of his natural life.
Yep.
And that's a fact. And no doubt about that. And any lingering delay along those lines narrows the window in which he can do it. And what we know about Donald Trump is he will run out the clock whenever he gets a chance. So let's say Donald Trump is finally charged. Let's say he's finally indicted the day after the midterms this fall. Mm-hmm. That's like 2 years and a couple of months for him to be put on trial and convicted with all of his fucking shenanigans to stall that process. I don't know if that's enough time. And we may get more time if American voters do the right thing and either re-elect Joe Biden or elect a Democrat over whoever the Republican might be. The Republican, by the way, who would pardon Donald Trump and all of Donald Trump's henchmen.
Mm.
Right.
So that's the crisis, I think. That's the ultimate that's like the Star Wars trash compactor that we're in right now. The narrowing window of time.
I worry about the Republicans getting control of Congress in the fall.
They can't right now. They can't. We have to stop it. I mean, we just have to fucking stop it.
Yeah.
We cannot let them. It's the swing states luckily the gerrymandering this year wasn't as bad as we thought. It's just as bad as it was in 2010. So it's no worse. And we did it in 2018. We can do it again.
Here in Georgia, our fucking pig fucking state legislator guys from down there and, you know, incest holler are like, you know, they can supersede the vote.
Right.
They can supersede the Secretary
of State. I know, that's the problem. I think that should be illegal, by the by. But Moore is going to decide that when in October – well, next year in the summer, which means 24.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck.
Yeah. Well, I've got more things from Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice that might ease our concerns and our worries about when and how Donald Trump will be brought to justice. Got more things. We'll talk about that.
What is a Valium Salt Lick?
Yes.
I would like one of those.
Go to our Patreon page. You sign up at $5 a month. You get Valium is what you get. No. If you're pissed off at cable news and other very serious political analysts these days, if you're pissed off at corporate media, here's an outstanding way to support independent media, specifically this podcast. For just $5 per month, you can support our Patreon page as we guide you through the madness and chaos of our politics. But it's not just about supporting shows like this one. You're also going to get bonus content as a reward for your monthly support. So we're giving back. We're talking about exclusive access to our Shadow Docket show recorded after the end credits on our Tuesday and Thursday shows, including
happening today. You're also going to get access to the Patreon app where you can download the free show and our bonus content. Plus, you can join the discussion with our community of Patreon members in the comments under each show. All that for just $5 per month, pennies per episode. Don't miss out. Again, that's BobSeskaShow.com. Bookmark it. Send it to all your friends, why don't you? And we thank you.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bob Seska.
All-time favorites all day long.
Just white noise. Every word's an act of violence. The lack of them is utter joy.
That was a great Matt Jaffe going back to the 1980s with this one. God, I love this track.
Mary Ann Faithfull's late music when her voice had dropped an octave, and she sounded so just amazingly good. Do you know what I'm Broken English?
Yeah, which singer are you talking about? I missed that.
Mary Ann Faithfull.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, this is an unusual track for Matt. It is a little bit in that 1980s sort of electronica genre, which is great. I love this song. It's called Just an Echo. MattJaffeMusic.com. This is a brand new single from Matt. And, of course, he's one of these guys who, whenever he releases a new single, yep, got to play it. Right?
Bob, Jody's over there like, oh, yeah, Mary Ann Faithfull, we had a Pilates class together.
No, we did not, and I've never done Pilates. I would like to afford to go to Pilates, but I don't do Pilates.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, BobSeska.com/music to submit your work to the show. Thank you for doing that. So back to Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice. He was talking into microphones, as I said earlier, in the last 24 hours or so. He said things like, we have to do two things. We have to hold every person who is criminally responsible for trying to overturn a legitimate election, and we must do it in a way that's filled with integrity and professionalism. See also my previous comments about blazing a new trail and making sure that everything is on the level. He also said, we do not do our investigations in public. This is the most wide-ranging investigation and the most important investigation that the Department of Justice has ever entered into. We have to get this right. And I second that sentiment. He also said, no person is above the law in this country. Donald Trump. There is nothing in the principles of prosecution which prevent us from investigating anyone who is criminally responsible for an attempt to undo a Democratic election. Again, that is aimed directly at Donald Trump's gigantic pumpkin head. Meanwhile, Deputy AG Lisa Monaco told reporters the other day, we're going to continue to do our job, to follow the facts wherever they go, no matter where they lead, no matter what level. And she also said, we're going to continue to investigate what was fundamentally an attack on our democracy. The Wall Street Journal, meantime, reported over the weekend the Justice Department is adding prosecutors and resources to its investigation into the actions of former President Donald Trump's allies to overturn the 2020 election, as the related congressional hearings have turbocharged interest in Mr. Trump's own role in that effort.
Justice Department team focused on elements of the investigation beyond the violence at the Capitol on Jan 6, 2021, has in recent weeks been given more personnel, office space, and an updated mandate. And we have to underscore the word prosecutors here in all of this. Mm-hmm. Not investigators, prosecutors. One last thing with Merrick Garland. This is a back and forth with a reporter that happened, I believe, is either this morning or yesterday. Garland said, okay, look, no person is above the law in this country. Nothing stops us, he said. And then the reporter asked, even a former president? And then Garland responded, you know, I don't know how to say that again. No person is above the law in this country. I can't say it any more clearly than that. There is nothing in the principles of prosecution and any other factors which prevent us from investigating anyone who is criminally responsible for or for an attempt to undo a democratic election. Fucking A.
Yeah. He's you know what? People want to say he's feckless. He's not.
No.
The motherfucker, Oklahoma City bomber.
Right.
You know, I mean, the man knows how to prosecute.
Ivanka is feckless.
She's feckless. Exactly. Yeah. And I, you know, I'm conspiracy guy on the Ivana.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Seriously. She was a skier.
Yeah.
And we just found out she got torso. That's how she blunt force to the torso falling downstairs, but not her head, ankles, arms.
Yeah.
Legs, anything. And by the way, talk screen, did we get that? Because somebody who's sober and healthy at 73, who knows the stairs where she's walking down.
I have to get my conspiracy.
Would not fall.
Conspiracy music for this. Yeah.
I know, it's important. But think about it. Like, I know my house, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm not drunk, I'm not falling down.
Right.
Well, it is the night before her kid's deposition before the federal government.
Hi.
She might have had a couple drinks and a couple Xanaxes so she could sleep.
Yeah, but they didn't do a talk screen according to what we've heard from the autopsy. Mm. They didn't release any talks, nor did they say that there was a talk screen. So if she were hammered, fine. That makes sense. Fall down, fine.
That's what happened to Roger Ailes.
Well, you know, it's like drugs or alcohol makes sense for her falling down, but they just said she had blunt force trauma to her torso only, which is also odd falling downstairs.
But wouldn't she slam her body against the stairs themselves as she was rolling down them?
Yes, but wouldn't your ankles and your neck
and your arms fall in the way?
Yeah.
You know?
It's not
true.
Just a torso falling down. Like
maybe if you threw your arms.
Like Helena. It's not like Helena falling down some stairs.
That would be especially weird if she was nothing but a torso, like Ivana.
Like
had
Helena.
Had overdone the plastic surgery so much that she was reduced
to
nothing but a
torso. You know, did you see Boxing Helena? She's fucking Helena then it's just a torso fall. So.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, seriously, she has legs and arms. So apparently there were no breaks or sprains or bruises on those parts. It just seems, first off, it was a very quick autopsy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quicker than the FBI investigation into the Kavanaugh allegations.
Thank you. And it's just like, was she drunk? Because it's like, why does a normal, healthy heart attack wasn't there? Stroke wasn't there. So it was blunt force trauma to her torso. There was no underlying conditions or alcohol or drugs. Makes no sense to me, because if you are in your own home, you know how to walk down your stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, she was a skier.
Here's the plot that I see in all of this. I need to get my conspiracy music here. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Wait, hang on. I'll be right back.
Okay. I don't know where he's going, but there he goes. here's what I think. I think Donald Trump is exploiting this for sympathy. Leading up to, probably to fundraise mostly, because he did put that fundraising button.
Oh, my God. And what an ass for doing that.
Right, right.
But the woman that he cheated on with Marla.
Yes, that's my point, ultimately, Jody, which is...
And get the tinfoil so I could...
Good.
You make a tinfoil
hat?
Now
you got it.
Okay, awesome. Good. Did you make me one, too, please? Make one for Jody. Jody gets the biggest of the tinfoil hats.
I get the biggest of them.
The one with the antenna. Make the antenna on the top.
Yes, please.
There it is.
Here's one, another one, and then here's... you got a pretty massive head there, Bob. Let me just, like...
You got a very large head. Yeah, that's what.
There we go.
One of the first things Kimberly ever said to me was, "Bob, you've got a giant head, Bob." And I said, "Yeah, I guess I don't know. I never realized that I had a giant head." But regardless, Donald Trump is making a big deal out of this when, in fact, he was just such a colossal asshole to Ivana Trump. If you believe what she wrote in her biography about how he beat the shit out of her after his botched hair transplant surgery.
Yeah.
And then I think raped her. I think that was the allegation that she later walked back.
Dragged her down the stairs by her hair.
Oh, my God.
Pulled hair out and then raped her.
Well, maybe that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was the whole thing.
Didn't Bill O'Reilly?
She recommended the doctor. No, I read this over in great detail because I knew at some point I would need to remember it. But they got into an argument because he was in pain. Yeah. And he still had a bald patch where he thought that the doctor could close this bald patch on his scalp, which is not a recommended procedure for anyone. Dermatologists will tell you that is a terrible idea to excise a section of scalp and then just sew two pieces of scalp together because the strain on those pieces of skin will cause the follicles to start dropping the hair, so it makes a bigger bald spot.
Yep.
Also, the muscular and the neuromuscular features and fascia underneath are not meant to do that. But anyway,
that's why he's able to pull his hair up, that swoop of hair over his forehead. That's why he's able to occasionally say, "Hey, look, it's really my hair. I'm going to pull it up here." And he pulls it up, and you actually see where the hair connects to his forehead. That's that strip. There's like a strip.
It's like a weave.
Yeah. And that's what you end up seeing.
So gross. But he was in pain and he was upset because it was like the first day or two after the surgery anyway, which, you know, always looks. But he went and confronted her and said, "You know, you did this to me. It's your fucking doctor. I'm going to show you how it feels." And he grabbed a big hank of her hair and started and pulling on it. And he pulled her like out of a chair, down a set of stone stairs.
Oh, my God.
Into the foyer, ripped it out, and then forcibly penetrated her.
Jesus Christ, what a great guy. Yeah, I'm sure
he's
really
guy.
Yeah, really misses Ivana. I mean, he did one of these all cap. He did like on Truth Central today. He did like an all caps message to Ivana, like ending in a
wasn't
bunch of
wasn't her service I think was today.
Yes, yes. So maybe
I wonder why he waited so many days,
but maybe he was at the funeral itself.
I don't think he would have been invited.
Well, here, Jody, your hat is in the shape of a swan.
Thank you.
You can put it on here.
Flying pterodactyl.
It looks more like a swan.
Oh, good.
Great. Well, we've all got our tinfoil hats now. That's good.
I'm still working on yours, Bob. It's the Batman ears are the hard part.
You know, dragging people up and down stairs, that's been something that we've heard about before. Because we know Bill O'Reilly was accused of doing that. Bill O'Reilly was abusing someone and dragging them up and down the stairs. In fact, I made a bit about this years ago. You know those chairlift things that you install on your stairs in case you can't walk up the stairs? You take a chairlift up the stairs. Well, I made a bit for the Bill O'Reilly neck lift because he was dragging people upstairs by the neck.
I'm old. I have arthritis in my hips and my feet, and I can't walk down my stairs no more. I tried those stair chair contraptions, but they aggravate my prostrate. I don't know what to do.
Don't worry, old timer. From the makers of the stair chair comes the patented Bill O'Reilly neck lift, the easy electronic way to get up and down the stairs.
Oh, I love Bill O'Reilly's television program. Help me get down my stairs, Bill O'Reilly neck lift.
Just clamp the durable space-age cervical loop around your neck until it's tight and cozy. And don't forget to click the no escape locking mechanism. And you're all set. Now press the go button on the no spin zone control pad and let the Bill O'Reilly neck lift glide you down the stairs. Amazing!
I can't feel my lower extremities no more. Fuck you, Bill O'Reilly Necklift.
Right you are.
I'm medical doctor Jackman. I recommend the Bill O'Reilly Necklift to all my patients in exchange for an ample kickback.
We've demonstrated how the Bill O'Reilly Necklift can safely carry you down the stairs, but
what if I want to go up the stairs too?
The Bill O'Reilly Necklift does that too.
Oh, my name is Gladys Del Vecchio, and I need help going up the stairs. But I can't afford a fancy stair chair like on the television. What am I to do?
Just clamp the durable space-age cervical loop around your neck. And don't forget to click the no-escape locking mechanism. And you're all set. Now press the go button on the no-spin zone control pad and let the Bill O'Reilly neck lift glide you up the stairs.
Oh, ow, 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 ow.
stupendous.
I'm going to sue you until your asshole bleeds.
It's the Bill O'Reilly Necklift. Wow. Order today by calling 1-800-NECKLIFT and leave off the last T for, hey, MF-er, I want more iced tea. Call now. The Bill O'Reilly Necklift is not responsible for catastrophic spinal cord injuries, decapitations, crushed larynxes, broken bones, impacted vertebrae, dislocated skulls, or neck rug burns. Bill O'Reilly, The O'Reilly Factor, The Factor for Kids, and parent company Fox News Channel don't give a shit about you or your stupid neck.
All right.
Old man, right, you
that
pulled
gave
that
me
out.
Just enough time to get the ears right on the Batman hat. Right here. All right. Bob, can you see if the eye holes are in the right place? Try it on. Oh, that's perfect. You look great.
Excellent. I'm glad I was able to offer some cover, some extra time for you, David.
Definitely like more Christian Bale.
Okay, here it's. We're going from crazy to even sillier here on the show. Reason number infinity why we have to work our asses off to win this November. I'm talking about Dan Cox. And I'm one of the
you
reasons
I just want to say Cox.
That's right. I'm interested in repeating his last name over and over again. You know, Dan.
What Cox are that?
Cox.
I don't know those Cox.
Dan Cox and his whole Cox family.
Are they related to George Cox, who I went to grammar school with?
Yeah. And his followers, all the followers of Cox. Cox voters. So Dan
the
Cox,
newly emergent part of the family, Monkey Cox.
See, so many
David
titles.
David wins.
So many titles, David. So yeah. Many titles.
Well, this guy's kind of terrifying because he got the nomination from the Republican Party of Maryland to be governor of this state. He'll be running against, you know what? I'm not sure who the Democratic nominee is yet. It was too close to call last time I checked, and I haven't updated that information. But regardless, the Republican nominee for governor is Dan Cox, and Dan Cox is QAnon. He's a 9/11 truther. He chartered buses to the Ellipse rally on January 6th. He's like Maryland's version of Doug Mastriano, who's the crackpot Republican nominee for governor in Pennsylvania.
Man, it would be sweet if he got arrested in the middle of the debate.
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
What, you know, the question I have for both of you is this. In the case of Dan Cox, I know for a fact that the Democratic Party has been kind of pulling an Operation Chaos with Dan Cox because I think they want to run against Dan Cox to actually
make him be easy to beat.
They think so because they pulled what Rush Limbaugh tried to do.
Yeah, Operation Chaos.
It's a whole like, register, if it's a closed primary, register as a Republican, and then vote for the crazy one.
What do you think of this strategy, Jody? Do you think this is a sound strategy by the Democratic Party?
Well, you live there, so you tell me. I mean...
Well, I mean, just in a general sense, should we be making it more possible that these people could actually win? I mean, the thing that always haunts me is that we thought Donald Trump was a surefire victory for the Democrats in 2016.
We had, first off, 35 years of Hillary Clinton bashing.
Uh-huh.
And he only won the primary because he had 17 people.
That's
in the primary.
True.
Because had it been a George Bush Jeb Bush or a Marco Rubio, it would have been a tighter race, certainly. And that person wouldn't have made us crazy. He would have been bad if he had won legally.
Yeah, I know, but
the crazies are losing to the sanes.
Yeah.
And I would rather, is your state purple?
Maryland is quite blue. I mean,
okay, then don't fucking worry.
Okay, but there's always
okay,
that risk.
Here's my response.
Okay.
Let's pretend that you have a vial of smallpox.
All right.
And you know, it's one of the last on Earth. It's extremely deadly. It's weaponized. It could kill millions of people, and you know that. You also have a fake vial of smallpox that looks exactly like it that you wave around to scare people. Mm-hmm. In hopes that this will make them somehow more aware of smallpox as a threat and will drive them away from the idea that we should normalize smallpox or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But you keep them in the same box and you pull them out and you wave them around. And then one day, by some weird freak series of accidents, you drop one of them and you can't remember which one it was. That's what this feels like to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like it shatters on the floor and then you're like, oh, shit. Because it just takes a couple of votes here and there. It just takes a little bit of sleaziness. It just takes the Democratic candidate being revealed in blackface in college. And you
great
end
point.
Up with one of these people.
You're not
power.
Wrong. Yeah. You're absolutely not wrong. This is why I don't run.
It's a gigantic
This is why
risk.
I don't run, because the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't run because I'm lazy and it makes me sweat and it hurts. But
well, there's that. Well, I mean, but literally, I don't run for office because of what we talked about earlier.
I understand the strategy, and I get the calculus, but it's just a huge roll of the dice, because the potential for disaster is colossal. I mean, this is Maryland, for God. This is blue Maryland, and can you imagine suddenly having a QAnon 9/11 truther, an insurrectionist, as governor of this state? Yeah, sure, this state legislature would block him every chance he got, but our Governor Cox...
Would still have the biggest megaphone in the state.
Yeah.
He's still a Cox.
Big Cox with a big
He's
big
got
megaphone.
A big Cox going there. So, you know, I mean, his Cox is going to work, hopefully. Because it should work.
I
hope he drives a Prius. Because his cox is big enough to just drive a Prius.
Well, and it's not just...
He doesn't even need his feet to reach the pedals.
Exactly.
But let me just say, like, I mean, I've done a lot of crazy, stupid things in my life. I've taken a lot of wide risks. Mm-hmm. I've taken odds that no sane person would take. And it has been my experience that this plan is so crazy, it just might work. Only works in episodes of The A-Team and movies with Burt Reynolds.
Right.
Like... Yeah. Supporting someone who is genuinely dangerous for office. Like I said, there could just be like one little weird slip up of the Democrats' part, and they could get savaged by the mainstream press, and you can end up with Governor Cox.
I know. That's why we need to vet our Democratic candidates.
Yeah.
Like in my city right now, it's a runoff between Caruso and Bell. Caruso is a hardcore Republican that's running as a Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so there's a runoff now between him and Karen Bell. And it's like, he's a fucking wolf in sheep's clothing, kids. And they're like, oh, the Democrats suck in this city. I'm sorry, this city is way better run than most large cities in the country. Trust me. Yeah. As bad as our homelessness is, it's because the weather is good. That's the only reason, by the way, because people move here because it's easier to live. And yes, homelessness sucks in this city. It totally sucks. But that's also Reagan. I mean, there's so much shit that happened because of Reagan in this state in particular, why we don't have people being taken care of. And then you've got Rick Caruso, who is anti-abortion and all this shit. And it's like, oh, we love him because he wants to lower our taxes to help you with the homeless?
Yeah.
Lowering taxes doesn't help with homelessness, kids.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have a Democratic nominee yet. It's down to, I think, Tom Perez and who's the other candidate? Wes Moore, I think, is his name.
Tom Perez, but he just isn't. I've met him. He's lovely.
Yeah. I voted for Tom Perez. Yeah, it's Wes Moore. He's a best-selling author backed by Oprah Winfrey. So
it'll be a close thing, but yeah. I mean, I love Mr. Perez. He's an amazing human being. I've met him once in Stephanie's basement.
Right.
But unfortunately, I don't think he has whatever Cox's charisma is.
He doesn't have the charisma of a Cox.
He doesn't have that. I mean, he's lovely and he's very smart, and please vote for him, kids.
Well,
he wins it.
There's also another guy, Michael Petrutka, I think his name is. Who is a neo-Confederate activist, and he has won the Republican nomination for Maryland Attorney General.
That's exactly what you need is a fucking cosplayer Attorney General.
Man, the crazy parts of this fucking state, man. They really have chosen some winners to run for them. But I think the chances of them winning are slim. I'm talking about the Republicans, whether it's Petrutka or Cox. But it's just it's a huge risk for the Democrats to be doing their own little Operation Chaos. It's big just to... Yeah.
It is. Especially with the governor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's
important. And David...
I'm against it.
Right. I don't think they're going to find a video of Tom Perez in blackface.
I hope not.
No. But...
But, dude, I mean...
The point
just,
stands, though. The point definitely stands. For
too absolutely. Much danger.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Pete Buttigieg versus Congressman Troy Nehls. Pete wins flawless victory.
Back with more show right after these words.
Bob Seska plays more music.
This is a big candidate for Song of the Summer.
Love this song.
A brand new single from
this?
Yeah, from the Metal Birds. That's Birds with a Y in there. The single is called Vicious Circle. TheMetalBirds.com. Link in the description, of course, to support both the Metal Birds and Matt Jaffe. That's where you go. Go to BobSeska.com. Click on the episode for the show that you're looking for. And then in there, we've got all the links for the independent bands that we play on the show. Or at least that episode, whatever the episode might be.
So it wasn't my single you were teasing up right earlier in the show.
Was that?
When you were talking about we're going to get a sneak peek at a new single, I was like, is he going to play that song that I sent him?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't play any of your music without your permission. Like,
Well, now I'm a little disappointed, to tell you the truth. But.
Well, it was a rough draft, right? I mean, that's
it
what
is
you,
a rough draft.
That's what you sent me.
It sounds
all
pretty
right.
Good.
Yeah, it does sound good. It is a good recording. But I will wait. I'll be patient and wait for the final version because we want to knock people's socks off.
Exactly.
I almost said we want to blow people's socks off, which would be very, very difficult, requiring lots of lung capacity, I think. Okay, so Secretary Pete Buttigieg was sitting for a congressional hearing yesterday, and he was asked by this asshole, Troy Nels, he's from the Texas 22nd, about Joe Biden falling off his fucking bike. This is still a fucking thing with the Republicans, isn't it? Joe Biden
fell. It's still a fucking thing.
Joe Biden fell off his bike. Everyone falls off. Everyone who bike rides more than.
They're fucking schoolyard bullies. I mean, really, it's like. And they have no real fuck ups to point at, so that's what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
They can't be like, oh, he put Mexican kids in cages at the border, or, oh, he, you know, shrink-wrapped $8 billion and flew it into Iraq during a war and can't account for it. Like, so, oh, he fell off his bike.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, let's see the former guy even get on a bike.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what Pete Buttigieg said. Go.
Yeah, exactly.
Go.
Here is Pete Buttigieg destroying Troy Nels in this hearing. And, of course, Troy Nels wouldn't shut up and let Pete talk. But, you know, he nailed him.
President Biden's mental state, and for good reason. Sadly, he shakes hands with ghosts and imaginary people.
No, he doesn't.
No. He was gesturing to the
people
seat.
That were there.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Assholes.
He falls off bicycles. Even at the White House.
He fell off a bicycle once. I have fallen off my bicycle. I mean, apart from being hit by a car and falling off because of that, I've fallen off my bicycle three different times. Two of them when I was at a complete fucking stop.
Yep.
Because of my
you have the locks, right?
Yes, I have the cleats that attach to the binding on the pedals that you have to twist your foot.
I don't understand why you do that. That just seems weird.
Well, because you get more of a pull when you swing your leg upward.
Yeah,
you pull
it's just
the pedal
not safe.
Upward.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's weird, but you get used to it. Early on, when I fell over at a complete stop, it was because I was just getting used to the clipless pedals. But there was one time last year where I was climbing up a hill on my bicycle. I lost my chain. My chain dropped off and my pedals clamped up. So I couldn't turn my pedals. And fortunately, I was going very, very slowly because, of course, I'm, you know, going uphill. And I ended up falling over sideways on my bike, like a tree falling in the forest, fell over into some grass, ended up getting a tick on me, ended up getting Lyme disease because of that tick. Fortunately, you know, antibiotics got the Lyme disease, but that was just the latest
what
example.
What a chain of events. I'm like, well, this is like a, you know, for one of a nail, the shoe was lost, for one of a shoe, the horse was lost, for one of the horse, the battle was lost.
I was like,
you killed the king, Bob.
I shouted, Glavin,
Glavin, lady.
I'm falling over on my fucking bike.
But that's all to say at whatever I was last year, 50, I was 50 last year, fell over on my bike, just like Joe Biden did, because Joe Biden, it doesn't have the clipless pedals, but he's got those toe clips. They're called toe clips. They're like cages right. that are on the mm-hmm. pedals that you stick the one end of your foot into, and it holds your foot to the pedal. And he couldn't get his foot out in time, and he fell over. It happens to the fucking Tour de France professional Peloton all the goddamn time. So go fuck yourself. That was a little bit of a tangent, but getting back to Mayor Pete.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. Here's this asshole Troy Nels and Secretary.
This happened to Easter.
Secretary Pete.
White House 2.5 months celebration, yeah. The Easter Bunny had to guide him back into his safe place. Cue cards that say sit here or end of speech,
oh, good God.
Which he actually states, that is, if he stays awake. So my question for you is, sir, have you spoken with any other cabinet members about implementing the 25th Amendment?
See, this is, okay, this 25th Amendment thing, this whole thing about Joe Biden having dementia or whatever it is, you know what this is? This is the, I know you are, but what am I?
Carpet bombing.
Yeah,
it's projection.
Well, it's projection, but what they're doing is they're taking everything that we said about Donald Trump for 4 years and recycling it. It's the, I know you are, but what am I gambit. They're taking all of those criticisms and recycling them to get payback. This is all payback.
My question is, when there was a transportation hearing, mm-hmm. did Democrats ever ask the transportation secretary, Chow,
yeah.
were she and others thinking about the 25th Amendment?
Yeah.
And how come that Donald couldn't get Trump. Down a ramp by himself?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the question is like, did Democrats ask Chow, mm-hmm. are you or anybody else in your cabinet 18 months in thinking of the 25th Amendment? I don't think so at a transportation hearing.
Yeah.
That Democrats asked Elaine Chao those questions.
Right.
I'm spitballing here. We can find the audio if it exists.
Uh-huh.
But well, I don't think it does.
Well, there was plenty of cause to ask the question. That's for sure.
Well, there was cause to ask the question with Donald Trump, but not
that's
in a
I mean.
Transportation
exactly.
hearing. It's like, seriously, dude, that's you're wasting questions on that shit?
Right, right. Okay, getting back to this tape.
About implementing the 25th Amendment on President Biden.
First of all, I'm glad to have a president who can ride a bicycle.
Boom!
And
Boom!
I will look beyond the insulting nature of that question and make
Thank
clear
you.
To you that the president
have
of the United States...
Have you spoken to any other cabinet
not.
Members about implementing the 25th Amendment on President Biden?
Of course
please
not.
Please allow the
you
witness
to know
have you
the
emailed,
president
this
of the
is
United
my time.
States.
Have you emailed any members
the
with the executive
States.
Branch about the president's health
the
or cognitive decline,
of the United States
including text messages from your private
or
phone?
Boss as I have
I
ever
figured
had the pleasure
this.
Of working with.
What about a political appointees at USDOT?
Yeah.
Have you spoken about
gentlemen's time has expired.
I couldn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
All right, Mayor Pete. Yeah. Oh, he gets one of these. Fatality. Yeah, exactly right.
Not all gay guys, but many gay guys grow up having to play verbal tiddlywinks with nosy people
yeah.
who are cowards, who don't want to come out and ask the real question, and will yeah. try to box you into a corner with their fucking weak-ass arguments and their, like, half-assed, ham-fisted attempts to humiliate you.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete has just got that down.
He's oh,
just
yeah.
like, nope.
Yep.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your question. Next.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't hear the question. That was so amazing. And that's just the thing. Pete Buttigieg is one of the only Democrats who routinely goes on Fox News Channel and sticks it to those rat bastards.
He does. I mean,
every single time. He nails
Why
them.
Does he keep getting booked?
I
mean,
know.
What are they
that's
thinking?
That's what's amazing about
because
it. They keep asking him
I
back.
I strongly suspect. That there is a layer of talent. There are like the people on the top who we see on the cameras at Fox News, and then the people who have to book them and deal with them and their personalities and their tantrums. And these people probably are like, we're going to just go ahead and get Pete Buttigieg to whoop up on Chris Wallace this week because Chris has been getting on my nerves since Thursday.
That's right.
You know, yeah. like.
It's payback for the bosses. That's what it sounds yep. like to me. Yeah. Well, it's great. And Pete does it every single time. And.
He does.
When I hear him talk, when I hear him on Fox News Channel or this tape in particular, I just like, yeah,
By the way, breaking news, Fox News will not carry Thursday's primetime January 6th committee hearing.
Oh, nice. Of course, as predicted.
Which means that Tucker Carlson will again lose in the ratings.
Right, right. Well, what I was going to say about Pete is, you know, I would put him toward the top of my list, if not at the top of my list, for future presidential favorites.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Beto O'Rourke is up there. Stacey Abrams is up there.
My governor.
The perennial, yeah. Oh, my God, Gavin Newsom. The perennial favorite of mine is a long shot, admittedly, but that'd be Michelle Obama.
She's not interested.
I know she's not interested. But I mean, if I had my druthers, if I could determine who the nominee would be, I'd say, Mrs. Obama, I think it's your time. I will say that like Barack Obama himself. You know, look, Michelle, it's your time to run for president. And, you know, maybe do it later after Joe Biden's done, after Biden finishes. All right. Okay, enough silliness for today. We got the Shadow Docket coming up next. More things. Got lots of things left over from the free portion of today's show that we got to shove over into the Shadow Docket, which is what we normally do every Tuesday and Thursday. $5 a month on our Patreon page gets you the Shadow Docket program. You just go right now to BobSeskaShow.com, or if you'd like, Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. Either of those links will get you to our Patreon page, where you scroll on down. It's right there. You'll see a box. It'll say Shadow Docket Shows, and it'll tell you all the things you get for your $5 a month, including the Shadow Docket, and a whole lot more. So go right now. Do it. I mean, really, $5 a month. It's a bargain at twice the price. We pass the savings on to you. I have no idea what any of that meant. Okay. Let's see. We're going to talk about, Donald Trump pressuring the Speaker of the Wisconsin General Assembly.
Yes!
Let's see what else. Steve Bannon in the news. We're going to be talking about Stephen K. Bannon.
Stephen K. Bannon.
Yeah, that's coming up next. Let's see what else. Scrolling. Oh, John Cleese talking about wokeness. We got to talk about John Cleese talking about wokeness. It's coming up on the Shadow Docket Show. Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. See you over there, folks. Bye-bye.